my conversations take place. Think tanks and such organizations are typically interested in pumping out ideas as to how they want things to be. We are equally interested in how the conversation takes place that might come to such conclusions. One of my comments on Washington, where I work some of the time, and on London, is that these are communities full of answers, really smart answers, where far too little time is spent formulating questions. And in the context of innovation, the context of Moore's law-driven, globalization-driven exponential change in which we find ourselves, the framing of the proper questions and shaping the proper kind of dialogue are central to coming up with the kind of conclusions that might themselves then drive policy. And this involves, and this is one particular feature of this afternoon's panel, a multidisciplinary discussion in which we learn not least from the social sciences, and we seek to bring together and address the question of culture. I become increasingly interested in culture, if you like, as the antecedent question to these conversations. And one of my colleagues, some of you may know the name of Naomi Stanford, who is somebody whom I'm sure we at some point will bring to a panel here at the Bio Centre, who is based in Oxford and also in the US. Her last two books on corporate culture were published by The Economist, and she's a management consultant working on culture issues. And I've appreciated reading her work and considering the question of culture as the primary question in the way in which we go about our conversations about policy and innovation. So that's part of my own entry point into this discussion. We will have four brief presentations, so we have time for serious engagement and discussion at the end of the afternoon. You have bios in your pack, briefly to run down them, Professor David Napier, who is an old friend of CPET and collaborated with UCL in one or two other events, Professor of Medical Anthropology at UCL, Professor Daniel Stainsbury, who's also been a participant in earlier activities here at Bio Centre, who describes himself as a hybrid innovator, ex-clinician and academic, and currently who is visiting Professor of Innovation at Cranfield University. Mirella Marlowe, Program Director for Devices and Diagnostics for NICE, and Dr. Alison Prendergill, Deputy Director of C4D, Center for Competitive Creative Design. Unfortunately, we couldn't persuade somebody from an establishment known as the Palace of Westminster to join us this afternoon. They plainly were not sufficiently interested, and so innovation is going to have to reach out to them. And it does seem to me that there's an important theme here of the need for an innovative culture of governance, particularly here in the UK, where governance from government is central to the governance of our healthcare system. So thank you very much. Delighted to welcome you all, and our first presenter is Professor David Newman.